Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, yesterday there was a big article in the newspaper, sort of like one-third of the page of the USA Today today, and it said vitamins are a waste. And it was an editorial in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And again, these sort of editorials are by ignorant, very, very ignorant doctors. And we looked it up, and sure enough, the studies they're quoting were actually paid for by Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. Well, there you go. And some of these studies looked at, I think there were three studies they looked at, one of which was on 6,000 doctors, which is a goodly number, over the age of 65, and they gave them sort of a multivitamin, and it didn't show any improvement in their dementia or faster recovery from heart attacks, that kind of stuff, cardiovascular problems. They said, well, they're just useless. Well, of course, they didn't list how many nutrients were in there. I mean, is there 30 nutrients in there out of the 90, one-third of the 90? Did they give them specific things for dementia or heart disease? What type of heart disease are we talking about here? Cardiomyopathy, heart disease, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, thrombotic stroke. What are we talking about? And so the articles that these guys use to come up with this conclusion that vitamins are a waste and useless and a waste of money and time didn't raise to the level of comic book literature. If a chiropractor, an naturopathic physician, or herbalist were to try to get an article like this published in a medical journal, they would laugh you out of the earth, off the earth, and say what a travesty of scientific truth it is. And so you just have to scratch your head and say, boy, when are these guys going to die of young age? I mean, it's just an amazing thing that these people are still around, able to get that kind of stuff published. They just have no earthly idea. And here's this, the criminal thing about this. Because of a headline like this, there'll be young couples who just say, well, we're wasting our money on vitamins, or else they won't take it. And then they'll have a baby born with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis. They'll be born deaf. Their mother, who's on 14 drugs on a heart transplant list because she has congestive heart failure, which is a deficiency of a single vitamin, will die on the surgery table for an unnecessary operation. And all this stuff goes on simply because the medical system created themselves into a protected monopoly, self-policing 100 years ago, almost exactly today, 100 years ago. They also legislated their competition into fifth-class citizenry so that only medical doctors got paid by insurance, only medical doctors got recognized at the federal and the state and the county and city levels as being real doctors. They didn't earn this position by their skills and their ability to help people. They got this position by giving elected officials under-the-table money to get legislation through that made them a protected monopoly. Well, we're paying the price now because they have failed us terribly. They have failed us terribly. We spend more money every year than all the other 200 nations of the world registered in the United Nations added together. Not more than any nation, more than all nations. What do we get for it? We're 92nd in health and a 60th in longevity, and God forgive us, we're 41st. And live births and first month survivability of our babies. It is such a crazy thing. I mean, how many people would go to a fast food place if they knew that they killed, injured, infected 15 million of their customers every year? Medical doctors, according to the Center for Disease Control, a federal agency, and the Journal of the American Medical Association, this is a yearly figure, kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers at their workplace every year. Medical doctors in America kill more people each year than the mafia has in 1,000 years, and they get a walk. They get a walk because they're a self-policing, protected monopoly. They have no competition, so they can't improve because there's no incentive to improve. There's absolutely no consequences when they fail the patient. Okay? Another article came out in November of it was 2010. And this is from the Center for Disease Control. They say just in hospitals alone, medical doctors infect 2 million of their patients because they just don't wash their hands after they go potty, and they kill 90,000. They kill 90,000. Eastern America, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, this came out in 2011, said every month medical doctors kill 15,000. 15,000 Medicare patients over the age of 65 are killed every month in hospitals by doctors as these people are undergoing screening tests like CAT scans, colonoscopic exams, this kind of stuff, catheterizations for angiograms, and also for minor medical procedures like Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes, Dick Clark from American Bandstand, and my favorite, Neil Armstrong, our top astronaut, first guy to walk on the moon, personally saved two doomed NASA missions, saved two space crews, saved two spacecraft, and the doctors killed him from an unnecessary procedure, from an elective procedure, from complications, they said from complications of an elective cardiovascular procedure, didn't really need it. And they kill our top astronaut, didn't name the doctor, didn't name the hospital, because they wouldn't want to interrupt their income streams. And it's just crazy. Crazy. Why does this go on? Well, because of insurance. It's all insurance. So, at any rate, you need to learn to take care of yourself and stay away from the doctors. Then you won't be injured. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young Divinity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Leslie Doctor, Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Givy and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Alabama and Trent. Trent, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Dr. Wallach.
Sir, how can I
have a question about a neuromuscular disease called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with that disease when I was in my latter 20s. I'm around 42 now. And over the years, I have progressively got worse in the lower extremities. It doesn't seem to affect the upper extremities. It's my forearms, my hand, my grip strength, and my lower calves. And I was hoping that you could kind of shed some light on how this would not be considered genetic since my father had it and his mother had it. And I wanted to know if there's anything that I can do, anything you can recommend.
Sure.
And, you know, just general information about it.
Okay, well, for those of you who don't know, Charcot-Marie-Tooth is usually his first diagnosis when somebody has a foot drop. Is that how yours started?
Yes.
Yeah, usually a foot drop, and they'll walk on their toe as opposed to the standard gait and a flat-footed gait and so forth. They start walking on the toe, and it's a shortening of the tendons and the cramping of the muscles, and starts
right.
in the hands and the feet, and it's progressive, so we're, instead of just in your hands, and it goes up your forearm, instead of just in your feet, it comes up your legs, correct?
Right, that's right.
Okay. Okay, so this is really a disease of the spinal cord, and sometimes it includes the motor parts of the brain and so forth, but primarily a disease of the spinal cord, and it's actually a demyelinating disease of the spinal cord. Okay? Now, let me ask you a couple of questions here, sir.
Okay.
Do you have any history of skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
Well, for the past 3 years, the doctors haven't really diagnosed it, but I've been getting like a light red patch on my forehead and around my nose area, and they give me steroid cream. And over the past year, it's caused me to have spider veins on, you know, on my nose, but it keeps coming back.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Then I would also ask you, did you have any asthma as a kid or your appendix
no.
out or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters with any of those problems?
No, I'm the only child.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, the reason why you see this familially, and it's not genetic, the reason why you can see it in a parent and in siblings and so forth is because, and sometimes in your kids, how many kids do you have?
I have a daughter and two sons.
Okay. And all same biological mother?
One have a different mother than the other two.
Okay. Now, do any of these three children have any problems?
Yes, my older son, he just turned 19. I've noticed, you know, basically the same problems, but it seemed like it's developing quicker than it did in me. And so far in my daughter, I haven't saw, you know, any changes, so
yeah.
I'm not for sure about her right now.
Okay, well, the reason why it seems generational, and we see this with diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and all kinds of stuff, where a disease will appear like in 3 or 4 or 5 generations. Well, it's got to be genetic because every generation's got it. Well,
right.
There's another problem here. And there's no law that says you can't have 16 problems at the same time, right? And some
right.
of them are the result or secondary to some of the basic ones that you may have had as a kid and didn't even know it. And that is called gluten intolerance. Gluten intolerance.
Right.
And gluten intolerance, according to the news report, 70% of Americans, 70, almost 3/4 of Americans are gluten intolerant. It's not an allergy to wheat, barley, rye, or oats, but it's an intolerance of it. Just like nobody's allergic to poison ivy. But everybody's intolerant of it. You're going to get a contact dermatitis if you rub poison ivy juice on you. Okay, it's not a genetic thing. Same way with a gluten intolerance. It's not a allergy to wheat, barley, rye, oats, but it's what's called a contact enteritis. Enteritis is an inflammation of the finger-like villi in the surface lining of the intestines. And when you have gluten intolerance, your intestines look like you've been eating things like poison ivy for salad. It's pretty ugly, and you lose the ability to absorb. Some doctors call it leaky gut syndrome, diverticulitis, celiac disease, things like irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, colitis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. They're all the same disease, just different degrees of severity. And these are some of the direct results of a gluten intolerance. And secondarily, people get asthma, they get skin problems. You can have deficiencies of many nutrients, and so I've seen people here, Trent, that have maybe 25 different diseases. These are all nutritional deficiency diseases, and in some cases they're even supplementing, but there's so much damage in their intestine they can't absorb.
Right.
And this is actually passed on from mother to her children, both sons and daughters. Fathers and male children get it, but they can't pass it on because they're not carrying babies, and they don't expose them to gluten intolerance during pregnancy because they're not carrying the pregnancy or breastfeeding. So women can pass it on, but both men and women can get it, gluten intolerance. And so on the surface, it seems genetic because it's going from generation to generation, and it's a thing that is passed on by the mothers, okay? And so everybody who's your siblings, if you say you're an only child, if you have siblings or cousins that come from sisters of your mother or her brothers or whatever, this is everybody's getting a gluten-free diet. So we'll start there and come back and hang on. We'll be back with you, Trent, and I'll give you a program. Get your pen and pencil ready. We'll be ready after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529, to speak to Dr. Wallach.
We hear from Happy Longevity customers all the time, like Roberta.
Well, the thing is, I've lost about 83 pounds. And,
what? How long a period of time did it take you to lose 83 pounds?
Well, the first part of the weight I lost in about 4 months, and then I jumped on the ASAP, and I lost the last 32 pounds in about 38 days.
Wow, congratulations.
I don't have sugar diabetes anymore.
And how long did it take you to get off the medication for your diabetes?
Oh, about a month after I did the side effects with the sweeties.
Okay, and how long have you been a diabetic?
About a year.
Okay, so now you're an ex-diabetic.
Yes, I'm ex-diabetic. I'm feeling good and looking to get better. And thank
you. All right.
90 for Life products.
Learn how Dr. Wallach can help you improve your quality of life. Call the local number you hear during the show or call us at 877-344-1010, and we'll hook you up with somebody that can answer your questions. Make that call today. That number is 877-344-1010. Bone-on-bone arthritis is painful.
How long did you have bone-to-bone arthritis before you contacted us?
5 years, but one knee went out, then the next knee went out. The orthopedic doctor said, you're up for a knee replacement. And he said, or injections or pain pills. And I said, no, I'm not doing any of that. Then he said, goodbye. That's when I pursued you, and I was very, very fortunate to be able to heal my arthritis.
Yeah, for 5 years of suffering, how long did it take you?
Maybe about a year to get rid of the arthritis.
What'd you use?
The Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And
wow.
But I'm very happy with how it healed.
Now you're healthy and happy and pretty chipper.
Now I am so happy.
To learn what it takes to address your arthritis, call the number you're going to hear during this show or call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. The choice is yours. Live in pain the rest of your life or do something about it. Call today, 877-344-1010.
Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go right back to Alabama and Trent. Okay, we got rid of all the bad stuff. We've got to get rid of all the things that oxidize and cause free radical damage to the myelin layer in the spinal cord primarily. But it also works for the brain too. So absolutely no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats, no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, and no oils. It means no margins, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils. If you eat canned fish, you got to be packed in water, mustard, tomato sauce, not oils. And all this is on DocsRecipe.com, how to get rid of all the bad stuff. DocsRecipe.com, DocsRecipe.com. And then the supplement program, how much do you weigh, Trent?
I weigh around 215.
Okay. How tall are you, sir?
Around 6'2".
Okay. All right. So here we go. What I would do is have you take two healthy heart and brain packs per month. Two healthy heart and brain packs per month. And I'll break that down for you in a second. But before I forget, I want you also to take 6 to 8 eggs a day. 6 to 8 eggs a day. And they have to be soft poached with soft yolks. They can be soft boiled with soft yolks. They can be soft, scrambled in butter, not oils or margarine. So 6 to 8 eggs a day. You could have 25 a day if you want, but not any less than, I say your weight, not any less than 8 eggs, just not fried, not cooked in oils or margarine. Then, the two healthy heart and brain packs per month, I want you to take, let's see here, that'll be 3 of our selenium at breakfast and dinner, It'll be 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, and then there's 3 EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner and 3 EFAs at breakfast and dinner. Also, I would throw in 3 of our de-stress capsules twice a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That's 2 bottles a month. And I would also, let's see here, throw in, let's regrow some stuff here. Let's throw in the Z-Radical, a Z like zebra-radical. And it's a liquid with about 4 super juices in a blend. It also has fucoidin in it. And that's the part that actually supports your immune system. It also supports the activation of your existing stem cells and encourages all injured tissue to make more stem cells. You can regrow stuff that's gone away or been damaged or injured. Okay, so give us a call every couple of weeks, because I've seen people who've been ill with these types of disease, demyelinating diseases, for years. And in just weeks, they start showing improvement. Certainly months, and so do call us on a regular basis, Trent, and give us an update.
Okay.
Okay, Chuck, let's go to Pennsylvania and Ardia. Ardia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. It's Ardia, and how are you today?
Okay, how can I help you?
Hi. I have a hernia. I had a hernia surgery, the laparoscopic, done in August 2011. Then the hernia came back, and I went to the doctor. They said, no, the hernia is not bulging. You don't have a hernia. And then I went to my country in Europe, and I had to do the old-fashioned way, the open scar. And after that, it still came back. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know how to heal a hernia without surgery.
Is this an inguinal hernia, or is it a belly button hernia?
It was on the right side first. It was the inguinal hernia on the right side, and then it came back. I think it was the incisional hernia, and then I had an open wound in August 2012.
Yeah, I understand. How much do you weigh, are you?
I weigh 150 pounds. I'm 5'9", and athletic. I play soccer.
Okay. Do you have any? You play soccer? Did I get that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an athlete. All right. And do you have any other diseases I need to know about? Any high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, anything like that?
I don't think so. No. I just sometimes my feet are cold. So
okay.
I don't know what that
is. All right. Well, what I would do is make sure that you're getting rid of all the bad stuff, anything that's going to cause inflammation of the tissues and retard healing. That means no fried foods, no processed meats, no nitrates and nitrites, no oils, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. I want you to take a 1x3 board and put it under the feet of the bed so that your feet will be, when you're sleeping, 1 inch higher than your head. And we're going to let gravity help out here. Take the weight of your belly contents, all your intestines and everything are going to move towards your head when your feet are 1 inch higher than your head when you sleep. And so that'll be a good thing. Every 6 or 8 hours, you'll be able to have gravity helping you take the pressure off that hernial wound. I want you to also get some of these pads you can wear with a Velcro belt. These pads in the inguinal area to kind of hold things in place when you're up walking around. And we'll give you the rest of your supplement program after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show, 1-877-912-7529. To speak to Dr. Wallach.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Leslie Doctrine with the Kumar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go right back to Pennsylvania and Ardian. All right.
Yeah, still here.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm still here, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay, here we go. Get your pencil and paper. And again, what I'd like you to do is get those. It's a truss, it's called. And you can get a pad for both sides, the right and left side in your inguinal area, and you wear this belt like these construction guys wear, you know, when they lift heavy things and so forth, kind of holds them in place through your waking day, and then you're going to sleep with your feet an inch above your head by putting a 1x3 under the feet of the bed. That's going to help. And then what I want you to do is get two per month of the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack per month. That's going to give you all the raw materials necessary to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons. Ligaments, very important here. Ligaments, tendons, very important here. Connective tissue, very important, because all these areas, they can do a perfect job of surgery from a technological standpoint, but if you don't have all the raw materials support maintenance repair, it's not going to happen. And there's two reasons. Number one, you have a gluten intolerance and you can't absorb it, or you're just not getting it. Okay, either one. So we're trying to take care of all these eventualities. And so two healthy bone and joint packs per month that will allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus at breakfast and dinner, and 15 Glucogel a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. And that's where I would start. Okay? And then call me every couple of weeks, let me know how things are going. But this is going to take some time. And, of course, I would not go back to the guys who did the surgery on you originally and then told you later that there's nothing wrong with you and you went back to Europe and you got the repair there and you're falling apart again. So insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. And so, again, what I would do is I'd kind of find, you know, going down the phone book and look for another guy at the other end of town to give you an examination once every couple of months or once a month and kind of get a status report on what's going on here. Make sure you don't have an open wound where your intestines are all going to fall out of the hole kind of thing. And so it wouldn't hurt to get somebody with professional eyes to look at it. But you do the part you're going to do, the nutrition part, the support part during your day where you're up vertical, moving around, and your feet an inch higher than your head when you're sleeping. Call me every couple of weeks if you would, please. Okay.
Sure. Should I continue to play soccer or no?
Well, I would leave that up to the guy who's going to look at the wound. Okay, if you can play soccer with those trusses, then maybe it's okay. But I would have somebody look at it because, you know, I would be making a decision without even looking at the hernia, so I wouldn't do that. Okay?
Okay.
Need somebody look at it. Okay, Chuck, let's go to Florida and Lovey. Lovey, you're on the air.
I have had a double mastectomy, and now I am going through chemo treatments, and I've had two of them, the A and the C that they're giving me. December, I begged for a break, and so I won't go back until January. I have always been very healthy all my life. I've never had prescription drugs. One of them was diagnosed with triple negatives, and the other one just started. I think it was a HERS 2, a different kind. Is there any help you have while I'm in the middle of this or after this?
Absolutely. First of all, you want to avoid things that drive cancer, particularly breast cancer. There's a lot of great studies out there that give you a lot of clues, one of which was one that came out in 1998 by the University of South Carolina. They said that women who eat their meat cooked well done, like roast beef that's cooked well done, or pork chops that are cooked well done, that kind of stuff, increase your risk of breast cancer by 462%. So you don't want to eat that kind of stuff. Hang on, we'll go through the rest of this, and I'll give you a program, Lovey, after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY. To speak to Dr. Wallach, 1-877-912-7529.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We're back with Let's Play Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go right back to Florida and Lovey. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to get rid of all the bad stuff. And, again, you can go to Doc's Recipe, D-O-C-S Recipe. That's docsrecipe.com. And go over those things. I know it went through them quick, and you may have missed one. So when you have any kind of cancer, particularly breast cancer, very sensitive to free radical damage, you want to stay away from all inflammatory things. It's just, you got to be obsessive about it to be successful here.
Okay.
Then we've done quite a bit of studies through Clemson University and Clemson, South Carolina, regarding human cells and cell culture, and human cells and cell culture that had cancer, human cancer cells. And one of them, of course, is breast cancer, and we have two products that actually reduce the risk of cancer and actually kill cancer cells that are already going in these cell cultures at the rate of 32%. It seems kind of low as opposed to 100%, but 32% is better than nothing. So everything you put in your mouth, you want to have some anti-cancer activity or something that's going to support your immune system so your own immune system can go after the cancer. And so, let's see here. How much do you weigh, Levy?
160.
160?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
and by the way, they only say 20% with what they're doing, so 32% is great.
It's almost double, yeah, at least 50% more. Yeah, so what I would do is take one healthy heart and brain pack per month. Okay, one healthy heart and brain pack per month. That will allow you to take 3 selenium every morning, and I'd get an extra bottle of selenium just by itself to be able to take. One bottle will come with the healthy heart and brain pack, so you're going to take 3 selenium at breakfast and 3 at dinner time, and then I'd have you take a tablespoon of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, and that'll be one scoop of Beyond Tangerine Nutricrystals at breakfast and dinner. And then I would also have you take the EFAs, 3 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, and the EFA Pluses, 3 at dinner. So you're going to have 3 at breakfast with the EFAs and 3 EFA Pluses at dinner time. All that will be accomplished by the one healthy heart and brain pack per month and an extra bottle of selenium. Excuse me. Then I would have you take 1 quart a month of our Ultimate Classic. Ultimate Classic is a liquid, and this really had a very high benefit for cancer patients. It had like 95% effectiveness for colon cancer, 65% effectiveness for stomach and liver cancer, but also 32% effectiveness for breast cancer. And I'd have you take an ounce of that every night for dinner time, every night, so one bottle will last you a month, one quart will last you a month of the Ultimate Classic. So you're going to get 2 programs. Each one alone will give you 32% benefit for breast cancer specifically. And this is all in cell culture, of course, but human cell culture, and so it has some significant weight. It's very important. That's how you know the percentages. And then give us a call on a regular basis. Make sure that anytime you go in for an examination or go in for treatment, whatever, let us know what the doctor says. Anytime you have blood tests or any kind of other ultrasounds or anything, give us a call. Keep us up to date, will you please?
Okay. I will.
Okay, thank you so much, Lovey.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Okay, Chuck, let's go to Connecticut and Rochelle. Rochelle, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help you?
I'm actually calling for my mother, who's 85 years old. And like 2.5 years ago, they put her on too much thyroid medication, and she ended
up going into AFib.
That.
So she's, how old is she?
85.
85, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And she ends up going into AFib. And from then, they put her on like a ton of meds. I don't know if you wanted to know all the meds she's on.
No, I know what they're going to give her for AFib. Now, does she have any arthritis?
No.
Has she shrunk any since she was a young woman?
Yeah, she has osteoporosis. She's shrunk, let's see, she was 5'2.5", and now she's 4'10".
Okay, so she's shrunk 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the cause of her AFib, not the thyroid medication.
Oh, really?
Okay. Now, AFib, atrial fibrillation, has nothing to do with the heart, and I find it amusing, if it weren't dangerous, that they will do $500,000 worth of heart procedures. Even at her age, they would be foaming at the mouth wanting to install a pacemaker or defibrillator. Do they do that?
No, they actually, the only other thing, she has a her aortic valve. She has stenosis of her aortic valve. So they want
I understand that. I want to stay on the AFib for just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so then they will do what's called an ablation. They may not do that in an 85-year-old, but an ablation is where they kill a portion of the heart with electricity, hoping to find the place in the heart that's making it run amok and palpitate and all that kind of stuff.
No, they haven't done
anything
like that.
I'm sorry?
They haven't done anything like that.
Okay, what about retroversion?
Nope.
Okay, retroversion is where they electrocute the patient to death. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, they try and wake them up again. 95% of the time, they wake them up. 5% of the time, they die. And then barring all that, nothing, of course, that rarely, if ever, helps because they're on the wrong track. Then they will put them on a heart transplant list. And again, 85 years old, she's not, just from age, she's not a good candidate for a heart transplant. But they'd love to do that. And they can run up $500,000 totally in heart procedures, and it's really a back problem. Invariably, when people have AFib, they shrink at least 2 inches. I've seen people shrink 7 inches. They have horrible AFib. Their heart's running way over 200 all the time. Their heart palpitates like it's doing backflips in their chest. Particularly when a position change, getting up out of a chair, reaching up to get something off a top shelf, bending over to pick up a grandkid, you know, that kind of stuff will set it off. Laying down in bed to go sleep at night might set it off. Any positional change can set it off. It's because the shrinking is caused by degenerative disc disease and osteoporosis. The vertebrae shrink, the disc in between the vertebrae shrink, and this is due to the shrinkage particularly of the disc in between T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four vertebrae in the upper back, the upper spine, just after your neck ends and your back begins. And when those vertebrae get closer together, they pinch the roots of the first three spinal nerves in the back, the spinal nerves coming out from between T1, 2, 3, and 4, and they have an internal branch that controls the rate and the rhythm of the heart. When they get squeezed, that sets off the palpitations, that sets off the tachycardia, rapid heart rate, and so forth, that is typical of AFib, atrial fibrillation. And so we have to address this. And your mom, you say, weighs how much?
She weighs 90.
She weighs 90 pounds.
2 years ago, she weighed about 115. 115.
Okay.
And then when she went, I think she started losing all this weight, and now she's only 90 pounds.
Okay.
She can't gain weight.
We can't help her out. What I want her to do is stay away from bad stuff. Okay, bad stuff is fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. We have actually a meal replacer called SlenderFX. If you make it with water, it's a weight loss program. We don't want her to do that. What I want you to do is get the SlenderFX weight management meal replacer. But instead of making it with water, which is a weight loss program, I want you to put 2 eggs in there and make it with heavy whipping cream, blend it up, put it in the ice box, and make an ice cream out of it. She could have 2 servings of that a day. Okay?
So you put it in the freezer?
Yeah, put it in the freezer, make an ice cream out of it. Not your mom drink.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, make it into an ice cream because it's a lot of fun for her to eat.
Okay.
Okay. Then I would have her start out with one healthy bone and joint pack per month because we got to support maintenance repair of those discs. We want to spread those vertebrae apart, get rid of her osteoporosis, which she can die from a fracture just sitting down. Okay? And
well,
so I'll start out with one,
because
she's 85 years old, I'd start out with one healthy bone and joint pack per month. And I'd get her an extra bottle of calcium so she can have 1 ounce of the calcium at bedtime with a glass of water and a 1/2 ounce twice a day of the calcium, or OsteoX Plus, 1/2 ounce at breakfast, 1/2 ounce at dinner. So that'll happen with a one healthy bone and joint pack per month and an extra quart of OsteoFX Plus. Then I want her to have 1 scoop of the Beyond Tangerine at breakfast and dinner. The 3 EFA Pluses, she can have 1 at breakfast and 2 at dinner, or 1 at each meal, whatever is easier for her. And then there'll also be a bottle of Glucogel, and she can have 3 of those twice a day. That'll be accomplished by the 1 bottle of Glucogel. That's where I like to see her start. Now, I'm sure she's on lots of medication for her AFib and her aortic valve. Is that correct?
Yes, she is. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has elevated liver enzymes, so they told her she couldn't take any supplements. They said she shouldn't take any because they were making
her liver. Well, then fire the doctor. Fire the doctor and move her to another doctor. Any doctor that says she can't have supplements needs to go to jail. Well, we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Ungivity Way after these messages.
Hey, It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We're back with Leslie Doctor and Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Minnesota and Marcia. Marcia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I wanted to ask you about feline diabetes. My slightly older cat was just diagnosed, and they want me to give him insulin. What's your opinion? Can he be helped with nutrition?
Absolutely. How much does he weigh?
Just over 10 pounds.
Okay, and how old is the cat?
He's 13.
Okay. Well, here, is it urinating a lot? Is that how you got the signal or something?
That's how I got the signal, yes.
Okay.
And I noticed he was drinking a lot, and he was going outside of the cat box, so I thought he was trying to tell me maybe he had a urinary tract infection. So I brought him in, and they did blood work, and everything else is fine, but his sugar level was high.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. What I want you to do, in addition to what you're feeding him, give him what we call Arthrodex. I'd give him a half a scoop every day in his food. His one scoop is for 25 pounds of body weight, so 10 pounds and having a clinical problem, a half a scoop of each is wonderful. Okay? Of the Arthrodex, so one canister is going to last you 2 months.
Is that a product that you carry?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it a human product or an animal product?
It's an animal product.
Okay. And
I'm a veterinarian and a physician, so we have a lot of animal products, a lot of human products.
Oh, excellent. I didn't get that far on your website yet to find the animal products.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of our longevity products, and it's for animals, okay? And it's you can give the cat, what's the cat's name?
Riley.
Riley, I love that. Okay. So you're going to give Riley a half a scoop of the Arthrodex in his food every day. And then I want you to take one of our Sweeties capsules, and this is going to last him, one bottle is going to last him like 3 months because it's a small bottle.
Okay.
And I want you to just take one capsule a day and open it up and dump the powder of the Sweeties into his food. Mix up real good with the Arthrodex. You feed him moist food or dry cat food?
Dry in the past, but I'm going to switch to a better quality. It was just Purina Cat Chow from Walmart, but I'm afraid that that's just not good enough, obviously.
Yeah, and it may have gluten in it, and it may affect his absorption quality, so you can give him a canned cat food. And then, you again, add half a scoop of the Arthrodex and one capsule of Sweeties, and very quickly, sometimes in 24 hours, but certainly within a week or so, you're going to see his polyuria, his wanting to go urinate all the time, that will reduce and go away. And okay. The odds of him ever having to need insulin is going to be reduced almost zero, okay?
That's wonderful. I was wondering, you know, I was doing my research lately and all that we're hearing more about health and nutrition and how we can control human diabetes. It just made sense that it would be possible, you know, by nutrition and diet to affect our pet's health as well.
Exactly. Well, actually, we learned about this in animals back in the 50s. We knew that we could prevent and cure in animals type 2 diabetes, which makes up 90% of the diabetic population. And 35 years ago, when I became a physician, after I was a veterinarian for since 1964, in 1978, I began to use these programs of my human patients, and I was able to support and promote a healthy sugar metabolism and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level, and support and promote healthy blood sugar levels, and people would wean off their medication, go back to a normal life.
It's so excellent, the research that you've done and that you're now sharing with us. I just saw you talking about that on Benny Hinn's TV show the other day. And
oh, I just enjoy him. He is a gem. I really appreciate him, Benny Hinn. Thank you so much. And call me again, will you? Let me know how your cat's doing, Marcia. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Really great testimonies and questions today. Thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job, as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners of their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.